Lorna Golombek is an accomplished holistic health practitioner with over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness industry, and she is the founder of Seed Physiotherapy. She has extensive skills in physiotherapy, cancer rehabilitation, and women's wellness support using epigenetic precision health coaching. Lorna joins 101.5's Morning Magazine on our Tuesday's edition of Health and Wellbeing in her role as our health and wellness coach. Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Lorna, last time we talked about the reasons for embracing a healthy lifestyle to thrive in life. What have you got for us today?
So, Rosemary, today we're going to talk about sleep, its function, and how to maximise the benefits for each health type.
Of course, that sounds absolutely great. So, Lorna, tell us, why is sleep so important?
Well, Rosemary, believe it or not, after oxygen, sleep is the second highest on the list of deprivations that if we go without, it will kill us. And that's because our body is in a constant state of breakdown and repair. And sleep is the main time that we get to repair and regenerate, detoxify and rebuild the energy in both our body and our brain. So we often think we can get away with less, but we are very wrong. Lack of sleep can significantly reduce your lifespan and increases our risk of metabolic diseases, including cancer, by up to 40%. So when you decide you're going to compromise on sleep, you're actually saying that you want to die earlier. Try saying that out loud and see how it feels.
Yes.
Oh, so some people have a belief that it's great that they don't feel like they need a lot of sleep and they can get by on just 4 hours a night and they get so much more done. But this is actually very mistaken and harmful long term. So research has actually shown that lack of sleep can cause plaque deposits in the brain to build up, and this can increase the occurrence of mental health issues and a whole bunch of other factors. So we look at a lot of the degenerative brain diseases we're seeing in the world today. Maybe some of them stem from looking at our sleep hygiene. So have you ever noticed after you haven't had very much sleep that you can feel a bit drunk and delirious? So that is kind of a signal that your brain hasn't been cleaned out properly during your sleep. And it's interesting because great sleep quality is not something you can just suddenly wake up and decide you're going to have it one night. Like, oh, I'm starting a diet on Monday. I'm going to start having great sleep on Monday. It's actually a product of influences such as our food and our movement. And it's actually found that people who exercise more and eat healthier foods generally sleep better. But there are differences in genetic health types that can influence the time of day these factors can have the greatest influence. So an example for all of us is that having caffeine in the evening can make your body think that its normal bedtime is a few hours later than it is. So you might normally go to bed at 9, having a cup of coffee makes you stay up till 11 or 12 at night. The other big thing to look at is exposing yourself to blue light. So that's it, basically screens, even refrigerator lights, anything with a blue tone to it can have the same effect as caffeine in terms of resetting that rhythm for the body. So our body actually goes through different stages when we sleep. We go through four different stages, and the goal is for us to travel through all of those stages, 1, 2, 3, 4, in about a 90-minute cycle for a certain number of cycles a night. And different stages are important for different reasons, and some are easier to get into naturally. Obviously, the stage 1 and 2, they light sleep. Very light sleepers can get into that very easily. But where the magic starts happening is in stage 3, which is our deep non-REM sleep. REM is the dream sleep state. So the non-REM deep sleep is where our brain waves really slow down and we get this thing called parasympathetic balance occurring. And that is the best anti-aging therapy that you can come across. And it also helps your body's recovery from workouts. From your non-REM sleep, your deep sleep, you then go into your REM sleep, which is where our dreams occur. And this is happening so that our mind and our brain can integrate information and activity and create some freedom for our subconscious mind. And when we're getting plenty of REM sleep, we'll find our creativity and problem solving can improve. And we also see less instances of depression. So there's a very big link between sleep and mental health issues. And interestingly, often when we have mental health issues, our sleep isn't great. So it's kind of chicken and egg. But there's definitely techniques that we can explore that can help in terms of setting our body up right for the night. And I'd love to give you those top tips for each unique health type for good sleep hygiene, but I think that's going to have to wait for next time. We'll have a look next time at habits that will help enhance the quality of our sleep for physical and mental health.
Oh, Lorna, we'll so look forward to that. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. And when we hear next time from you, you'll recap on that sleep that is so very important. Thank you, Lorna.
Thanks so much, Rosemary.